The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
For joining us on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, it's a great day for everybody. It is good weather. We're happy. We're healthy. We're finally getting a break in all the cold weather that we've been having, and we're moving on. Thank you for joining the show. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to wake up. We want you to live the life that you were intended to live. We want you to be your best self, to realize that that you are the driver. You are in charge. You're on the top shelf. Wake up and come to this reality is what we offer. Wake up and realize that you are limitless. You are on the top. You are in control of everything. You run the show that you're a part of. Wake up. A higher level of consciousness is waiting for you, and you're fully aware of it, because at some point in your life, you've had a communication with what we call your gut. The gut feelings would have said, don't do this or do that, avoid this or don't avoid that, and move on. We've all had that experience. There's been a time where you think of somebody, and the minute you do, they pop up on a phone call, or you run into them, or you hear their name being mentioned. And this is just a method of indicating to all of us that we're all connected. How many times have you consciously asked yourself, where's my phone? And the minute you do that, it rings. You are getting a message. That a message is coming. If you are able to practice harnessing that ability to respond to the gut feelings, you will never go wrong, because the guidance or the guides that's giving you that information, they're part of you and they are never wrong. You've never reacted to the gut feelings on what it's suggesting and had a wrong answer, bad turnout. If the message you received from it wasn't viewed as a positive thing, that would have been your own interpretation. Wake up. Wake up and realize that you are connected to everything that exists, that you are a part of this great wave. You are more than the simple human being that you consider yourself to be. You're part of a much greater, bigger family. If we were left alone at birth and nobody influenced us to take a direction, take this step, follow this group, follow this idea, follow this, we would have been able to instinctively stay connected to the higher being, to the higher consciousness, to the higher level of yourself. Somebody intervened. Somebody told us to follow this path, to do this, not to do this, to like them or don't like them. If nobody told you to hate a group of people, you wouldn't. Most of us who are not in favor of a certain group of people, we do not have our own experiences. We have the voice of others giving us instructions on how to react to those people. Unfortunately, as a human being, we tend to listen to these guidances or these influences. We tend to follow them. And most often, it hasn't been your true experience. Some of us are influenced by the crowd we choose to hang with, and stay there long enough, you'll develop their mentality, like birds of a feather. If you listen to a certain kind of teaching, preaching, music, you're influenced by it because you put it on your mind and you adapt it to part of your existence. If we weren't influenced as a young child, as told how to live, that we're not worthy or we're too good or we're better, if we weren't told any of those things, we would live in greater unity and have better tolerance for everyone and everything that is a part of this planet. Unfortunately, in some cases, others see the benefit in hoarding people, animals, land, because it gives them power and strength and a voice. If you're not influenced by any of those things, chances are you're way more connected to nature as you're supposed to be. We play a beautiful game of Monopoly, and in the midst of the game, you're really involved. You may be winning up and down, or you may be just down, however it is. But at the end of the game, you walk away pretty much the same way when you approach the game or the vacation that you went on. When you return the same way. I say all that as to say, when we leave here and return without a body to the spiritual world, we have to return the same way. And whatever you've accumulated here has to stay here. However, I did hear a story of a man who told his wife to make sure when he dies, his wealth goes with him, and she agreed, so she wrote him a check and put it in the casket. Brilliant. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for being here. Welcome, everybody, to all the old listeners, new listeners, and obviously wiser listener. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for joining us. And to everybody, I would love to say, welcome home. I listened to a radio program early this week, and they had an interesting discussion that I wanted to pass it off to you as well, and I had to think about it for a long time. As it went, there's a school somewhere that is banning, don't want to allow a certain group to practice worshiping the devil. Satanic worship, I think it's called. And the debate goes as to why can't we practice what we believe? You're not suggesting we go out and hurt anybody. We're just telling you what we believe and we want to practice it, much like any other group that has an after-school program that will practice their beliefs, or a church or a group. But this is a public school that is saying to this satanic group, you cannot practice here. And the debate, of course, was, do you believe or do you not believe? And I had to think about it for a long time and realize that they have the God-given right themselves to do what they want to do. There's no proof in any of these groups that they're more right than the other. The proof that they have is just believing in what they're saying is the truth. And they will gather groups of people, label it this group, that group, this group, and they will practice equally. You go home believing in the heavens, and the next person goes home believing in the hells. Hell, if there's such a place, which I don't agree, either of them exist outside of your mind. So the debate went on, and I thought, they are right. And we, as human beings, do practice some foolish things, as you may be thinking that this satanic worship club may be. I hope you're not, because you have to understand they are within their own rights to practice what they want to practice. And we can say it's wrong because we don't believe in that ideology. And they are obviously saying that we're wrong because they don't believe in what we believe. But does your belief make it truth? It convinces you, and most often we act accordingly. But as a given right, I don't think you have the right to tell me I can't practice my belief versus another person's belief, especially when it's being done under the same government in the same building. So that would have been my two cents. Question I wanted to ask is, do you believe that this satanic worshiping group has the same platform, should have the same platform? I thought it was interesting, and I thought I'd bring that to you for you to think about. But if you're sitting in a worship place of Christianity, you have the same right as another person who sits in a place of Quran, Muslim, or Torah, or Catholicism, whichever that it is that you practice. You do have the same right as everybody who wants to practice Satanism or satanic worship. Or I think it's all a waste of time. I think they're all the same. It's just based on your belief, and none of them has truth. We have fictitiously make up a symbol of destruction, call it hell, and label it, and teach our children to stay far away from it, and in doing so, follow me. Don't get caught up with that. So for generations, we're believing that just because somebody wants to practice what their given rights are to practice, they're doing wrong. But I'd always say, wrong and right is relevance only to you, maybe your neighborhood and maybe your family, but it is still just an opinion. I think it's wrong, therefore I believe it's wrong. I think it's right, therefore I believe it's right. If you get sick and you're in the middle of it and you're not able to make conscious decisions to think about certain things, then you're not in that group of thinking it's right or thinking it's wrong. You're not well. But if you see something as being right, you probably are doing it and you think it's right. And if you see something that's wrong, you're probably doing it and you also think it's wrong. It's right. I'm sorry. But it's relative to an opinion. So I always say, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. If you deem that as wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Just wanted to get that out there. Today, I want to talk about rebirth. Reincarnation, if you wish, but rebirth. And the reason I want to go to the rebirth is simply because I don't think a lot of people understand that our life is much like a conveyor belt. People say, if all we do is recycle and rebirth, how does the population grow? Well, I don't know that one has anything to do with the other. Our population is getting bigger because we're staying alive longer, and we're having better care, and we're beating a lot of the diseases that used to wipe people out, or illnesses, and birth rate is amazingly higher than it's always been. Today, we can say we have 7.6 billion people on this planet, and I know less than 40 years ago, it was a lot less than that. But it's going to grow. It's going to continually grow. Is there enough room for everybody? Absolutely. But don't forget, we're governed by nature. And they have ways. Nature has ways of leveling the field, keeping things balanced. We're not going to overpopulate ourselves, so we have to build a ramp or a porch and stand on the side of this planet. It'll never happen. We are doing just fine. When we recycle or rebirth or reincarnate, however you want to label it, we go back to the spiritual existence, to the spiritual world, to the side that does not have the physicality, does not have the body. It is the spirit, which is what governs the entire universe. When you return from that side, you come in as pure, clean spirit or love. Sometimes shortly after that, you get the body. And when you get the body, you start getting the bodies and people around you and their influences and telling you how to do, what to do, where to do, who to like, and giving you all these instructions as you're being raised by them or by society. If you were left alone, you wouldn't have all these decisions. You would figure it out because you were, will be, are connected spiritually to all that there is, to all the above, to everything in the universe, including the universe itself, which is you. But others tend to pull you into directions, a direction that is favorable to some people for the purpose of control. Life doesn't work that. Excuse me, life doesn't work that way. When you come back here from that spiritual world, you're pure and you're clean. When you leave here after you've spent your time, you've gone through the experiences, much like your vacation, you get on the board, you leave the body, in which point you leave all that you've accumulated over the years, like what you've won at the Monopoly table, you leave it, you go through the rejuvenation process, and you return to the life. This is how reincarnation works. The ideas that you may have developed here, you leave them here. When you return, you're not returning in the same frame. Body, yes, could be either male or female, but then you will start again, and then you'll go through life. So to expect that you're going to come back identically to what you were before you left is not going to happen. If you could believe Shakespeare says you cannot step in the same river two times, because things are always changing, it wouldn't be possible for you to lay the body down and come back and pick it up, put it on, and resume as the same person. I tend to think we all follow the same group. If you take all these tennis balls and you bring them to the top of the river and you dump them in the river and you drive to the bottom of the river and wait long enough, they will all show up together. It's not uncommon for somebody in your family resembles your great-grandmother because we recycle. We tend to travel together. We tend to want to be in the same circle together. But they're not going to come back looking like you. You can choose a body, which is what you do, and that body could be anything that you want it to be because you could see it happening. You want to be a sports player, you might want to have a sporty body. You want to be the businessman, we'll know that's going to create another body. Or you want to be a pregnant person, or you want to have a baby, or you want to not have a baby and be a nun. All these things are the choices that you have made. Our parents will try to push us in a different direction with that body. Most often, a lot of us resist and go back to our purpose as to what we've come for. If the influence is very strong on their part, most often they trap you in a job or a position or a career that you're not happy with and you forever struggle with it. Enough time will pass where you put your foot down and says, darn it, I'm not supposed to do this. I'm supposed to be a fisherman, or I'm supposed to be a carpenter. I'm supposed to be a doctor. And then you pursue it if you still have the time to do it. But most often our parents will push us, or the society that we're part of will push us in an area that they feel is best for me. How is that even possible if they don't even know my purpose? Your decision is yours. If you're trying to remember from your previous past life what you were supposed to do, what you want to do before you've come into this, most often that memory will reside in your early years of life as a human being, as a child. They'll always tell you what they're hoping to do and hoping to be, and then we drag them out of that thought process and says, that's not good for you. Well, we don't know that for sure because we don't know what their purpose is supposed to be. If you allow them as a parent, your job is to act like a team, the bow and the arrow. You are the bow, they, the children, are the arrow, and you set them up, you line it up, you pull it back, you let it free, and that's it. Occasionally, some will come back and visit, some will call, text, or write, others will just keep flying forward because now they're on their own. And in order for this life to continue, they will turn around most often and do to them what our parents has done to us. Set them up, put them in the right position, pull that arrow, and let it fly. We don't own them, the children. They're their own. They may not like what you do. Some may not even like you. And that's possible. And I'm sure you've heard of this. So you may not even like them. But, you know, society's forcing you to like your children. But remember that your job is to get them on their way. Your journey will continue until the end where you're too old, broken, or probably too tired. And you can choose to leave. Not necessarily by ending it so abruptly from a cliff or something like that, but you have the choice within yourself to say, I've had enough. I want to go home. All of this is possible. It's within us. When you learn to connect to your spiritual existence, you will learn how to utilize that tool that will give you all the answers, even before the question is being asked. Learn who you are. The journey through recycling is much like taking a vacation. That's about it. Have we got...
We have a couple of emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can send us an email right now, and our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Beth did that. She says, Barrington, you say basically we are a part of everything. Now, when you say that, do you literally mean everything like a brick? And that's from Beth. Thank you, Beth. Good question. Cam, C-A-M, wants to know about your book. That's from Cam. Let's see. Fred says, reincarnation. Let's just use that word. That's what he says. Isn't that what some religions believe in? For instance, I believe the Hindus believe that you keep coming back to Earth until you get it right. Isn't that true? That's from Fred. And lastly here, it looks like Lori says, I am taking it that you do not believe in organized religion. And that's from Lori. And back to you.
Okay. Wow. Do I believe in organized religion? Well, they exist and they're in my presence and I hear them every day. So they're real from that prospect, from that view. Well, they're there. It's asking me if I believe in a billboard, you know, but the content in which they preach, no, I disagree. I don't think they have it figured out. I think organized religion might have been a good thing at some point to bring people together. I know it is a conduit, a passageway to lead you to what is the truth. If you want to relate to, say, organized religion, you can say, for example, it's like a river. That river will deliver the water into the ocean, and the ocean we call spirituality. It's where you are supposed to be. And if you notice, every river does lead to that ocean. And all the groups of the religious groups I've studied in the last 35 years, they all talk about a greater source, a greater entity, a greater place, a better, a bigger, a stronger, all these things. And you have to prepare yourself for it. That context is real. You have to prepare yourself. If you're journeying down the river, you will inevitably end up in the ocean, which is the spirituality. Whichever path you take, be it Hinduism, be it Catholicism, be it whatever group that's out there, and you're following it, that's fine. Leave your mind open, follow it, and see that it leads you to a higher source, a higher order, higher level of consciousness. That's the idea behind it. Somewhere along the line, somebody figured out if they dammed that river, they could block it, trap the people, and take their money, take whatever they want and control. But inevitably, like water, it finds its way to its source. It will always find its way to its source. The organized religion should have been the conduit that leads you to the higher level of consciousness, which is the spiritual existence and the spiritual world. Do I believe? No, I don't follow. I see them every day. I was raised with them. I've studied a lot about them, and they all say the same thing. To thine own self be true. I do know that whatever river you're in or whatever journey you're taking, whatever path that you're on, when you say a prayer or you meditate, you are communicating with the same leader, the same source. We're all the same. If you're praying in Japanese or English, it is still being recorded at the same place. Be interested to know which language is recorded. However, there is only one source. Whichever group you follow, they should, if they're doing it properly, tell the word of a higher existence, a higher level of consciousness. And hopefully they're not taking advantage of you for their own purpose. Fred. The Hindu do believe in the reincarnation, and I tend to agree, I have studied that for a long time, that yes, you do come back until you get it right. I don't know what getting it right means. It might be just to be able to fulfill the purpose that you've come here originally to do. So you do reincarnate, and I call it rebirth. We're talking about the same thing, because once you've laid the body down and it's broken or tired or you just want to leave, you get a new one and you come back and you do it again. And the purpose is to come here to experience the human life, to experience what it's like to be a human being, to experience the physicality. You can touch things and feel things and build a house and build a chair and build a bear. You could do all these things only here on this planet. So reincarnation, we are just recycling, coming back and back and back and back. And at some other time down the road, I'll explain that you do choose not to come back. You've lived the human life already. If your favorite vacation spot was to go to the Caribbean islands, for example, enough visits might make you sick of it and you don't want to go back anymore, or you've had that experience. You do have a choice not to come back. That's going to be a topic for another show down the road. Beth, are we a part of everything? Well, everything is a part of us. And I've said this in some of the shows that we've done. Beth, we're made up of every piece of thing on this planet. I said it earlier on other shows that if you're baking a cake and you put all the ingredients in the cake, the sugar, I'm not a baker, so I'm not good at that, and the yeast and the eggs or maybe butter, whatever you put in it, and you mix it, you blend it, You make it all together. You put it in the oven and you bake it. When that cake comes out of the oven, whatever it tastes like, it's all the same. The little crumb to the big piece of the slice, everything in that cake should have all the same ingredients in it. Equate that to us. We're made of the universe. Actually, we're made like the universe. Our body is about 75 to 80% liquid, water. So is our land, this planet, somewhere there. Please don't hold me to those numbers. 15% of the body is earth, or dirt. So is our land. The numbers are equally proportionate. All the things that exist in the universe is within you. Everything, diamond, mercury, sodium, sugar, all of it is within you. And if you cut off a piece of the finger and you taste it, it should taste like the rest of the body. Same concept falls true when you bake that cake with all the ingredients in it. It has everything that exists that you've made that cake with. It's in every single part of that cake. Everybody that lives on this planet and you have a body, you should have everything that exists on this in the universe. So I like to say, we're not in the universe. The universe is within us. We're made from this land. Somebody went out there with big hands and just scrape up a whole bunch of things and squeeze it together and poke some eyeballs in it, and voila, there you are. You are a product of this land. So to answer your question, yes, Beth, even a brick, where we assume that was made from this land, from this earth and the clay, or however they make brick, it is a part of you. But please don't try to be friends with the brick. People will think you're strange. However, the rest of us, we're connected to all that there is, and every single thing about us is connected. And yeah, there's a little brick in everybody because it's a part of what exists on this planet. Cam, you wanted to know about the book, so let me say we have a website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. That's where you're going to find the information about the things that we have been doing for a very long time. Awaken1308@gmail.com. Awaken1308@gmail.com. We get emails from you guys all the time. I appreciate it. I try my best to answer most of them. Sometimes they're a little busy, and I could give you a couple of answers just as, hey, thank you for the call in, or thank you for emailing. But it exists for you in case you have a question, a comment, a show idea, something you want, and it's always going to be looked at and responded to. Thank you for doing that. Awaken1308@gmail.com. Barrington Awaken, you could check that out. We have a YouTube page. You could check that out as well. You've seen some of the videos that we've put up, some of the topics that we've talked about. I haven't looked at it recently because I've got 200 other things I'm trying to balance, but it is there. If you do have a comment, check out the website. Hit the like button. Check it out. Check out the YouTube videos. It's available for you. HEAMI, I mentioned Barrington Awaken. The book that I have, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It gets you started on your journey through your spiritual connection to your spiritual guide, through your to your spiritual way of life. It is within you, and we try to bring it on the exterior so you can experience living at a higher level of consciousness. This is our guide. You can buy this book at Amazon.com. Check it out, Barrington Awaken. And the book itself is Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. I hope that answered your question, Mr. Cam. And for everybody else who want to pick up a copy of the book, it works really well for you, and it's something that you can have all the time. Reference it anytime and pass it on to your friends. It has wonderful information there in there that gets you up when you're down. which is interesting. Just this week, two of my children says, "Dad, you look sad." And I said, "Okay, I feel okay." And then I had to do a self-check and do just a body check. It is kind of cold. The weather goes up and down, and you're always off, you're on, depending on the mood. And sometimes you fall into this funk and you're not aware of it. So it doesn't hurt to every once in a while take a body check as to see where you are, where you stand. Take a minute to reflect on who you are. Take a good minute to reflect on yourself. What's your mood? What's your attitude? And see. Because a lot of the times when we're in a funk, we do not recognize it until it's passing. We do not recognize, because every day we're doing the same things. You may be a little bit off and you're not aware of it. And it was interesting, like I said, two of the children asked me if I was feeling good. And I said, "I'm good." But then I had to do a self-check. And yes, I was a little down. A lot of things has happened, and the horrible weather that we're experiencing. And this part of the world, every once in a while, we fall sad because we don't get enough of our vitamins. And I had to thank them for pointing that out so I could pop my head back up and did the body check. Everything was good, and I moved on. So thank them for that. We're talking today about rebirth. We've had questions on recycling and the rebirth method and what is the purpose of the rebirth. So you will experience this. You have no choice. You can't go around it. You can't go over it. You can't go underneath it. You have to go through it. Now, when you are finished the life that you're living now, if you've hit your target by finding your purpose or finding the things that's benefiting your life, you will move on. And at that point, you may choose not to come back. You could be here for many, many, many turns. I was told recently, I've done 52 already, but I've since found out otherwise. The source wasn't reliable enough for me, so I had to check it out. Anyway, when you leave here, you return to the spiritual world, and all that you've accumulated here that I said earlier, you will leave it here. You've never seen Brinks heading into a funeral home, in the burial part of the funeral home. And the reason is because your finances stays here. Your house, your everything that you've done, the emotions, everything that is done is left back here. So you could really say we're just playing a long game. Some people are a little bit more aggressive to win, so they go further and go higher and do more damage in order to win. I will tell you that it has a lot to do with how you feel about yourself, your level of security, that you want to go higher, control, take over, be superior, supreme, and all these things. But if you know full well the journey is going to end, would you still put in that amount of effort to accumulate the things that you can't do anything with the day after you've passed? You could easily say you're going to leave it to your children, and I'll respect that. That's wonderful. What exactly are their purpose? What if their journey here was to live in the trench and you build them a mansion? Are you altering their path purposely? I'm not saying to forget them, neglect them, leave them alone. They're yours. You must aid and do right by them. But your time that you're here, that you start your walk until the day you stop and you've laid down, is your time. And you have to assume that everybody else who's going to start at this starting line and end up finishing at that finish line, whatever that finish line may be, has their own agenda. Your time that you're here is for you. But you can come and volunteer to be an awesome grandparent because you want your children to have the free time to explore life. That works. But the segment in which was allotted to you, age 1 to, let's say, 86 now, or whichever number it is, that time is designed for you, by you. And if you've accumulated stuff, yeah, sure, give it to the children. But what exactly do you feel is their purpose? And they did make a conscious decision to come here to live a life, to collect your wealth, your position, possibly. I am not suggesting you throw away what you have. I'm just questioning, do you think the time that's been allotted to you should be used to benefit others that's yet to come? Because they are coming with their own agenda. We are the arrow, we are the bow, and we should adjust the arrow, pull it back, let it fly. Your time, it's been allotted to you. And whatever you've accumulated, it will have to stay here. You could look at it like you don't own it, you're renting it. You don't own it, you're just renting it, regardless of what you may think. And if you honestly believe that you own it, pick it up and carry it with you when you go. Wow, you'll have this rude awakening. When we reincarnate and we go back to the spiritual world, we must return with the same state of mind, if there's one, as we've come here. We've come empty-handed, free-spirited, and full of love. And that is what's going to happen to you the day you return. What you do in the middle, it's a little interesting for a lot of people, but you will leave empty-handed, preparing yourself to go back to a world that there is no judgment, that there's no crime or no ill will or take advantage of. You're going back home. You scoop a cup of water out of the ocean and you can add to it whatever you want to. So the scooping of it is symbolizing the birth of this pure, natural, and clean, let's say good water. And then you add to it coffee, vodka, cream, tar, milk, I don't know. It will find its way back to the original source and eventually the particles will separate. So you will return as just water. If you don't believe me, put that bottle of water down and watch it disappear on its own if you take the lid off it. And once we've left that source, we go back to what is called the natural way. We go back into a spiritual existence. We go back into a place where, like I said, there is no judgment. And you live a spiritual world. You are reconnecting to all that there is. There is no up there or down there. That is a figment of your imagination or somebody else's teaching and preaching. There is no up there. When you pass and you lay the body down, you're not going up or you're not going down. You're simply just going through. We've spent the majority of our lives, many of us, thinking there is an up there and there's a down there. So we fight desperately to follow the rules, whatever they may be, to not end up down there. Because, you know, there's nothing good about it. And a lot of fire and people with pointy tails and pitchforks. And we scare people into thinking that you may end up down there, God forbid, if there's such a thing. And because we're so afraid of going down there, we tend to be on our best behavior so we can make it up there. But there is no down there. There's no up there. It's just in your mind and what you were told and what you choose to believe. Once you lay this body down, you go back to the source in which you've come from. There is no holding hands on the other side, drinking milk and porridge and singing Kumbaya. Nobody is coming back here to rescue you because you're not in need of rescue. When you go to the perfect park of your choice and you go with your parents, they take you to the front of the line and they put you on that roller coaster ride and they go at the back of the line and wait for you to come out and they pick you up and you moved on and you've had your own experience in between. God forbid if the parent's like me, he's not going anywhere near that roller coaster, but children will. So I'll drop him off at the front of the line watch him go through, and then go back to the end of the ride, pick him up. And they have had their own experience. Usually in that situation, mine's of terror and fear, but that's just that situation, if you're following what I'm saying. Your journey here is for you. The ill will that we feel was taught to us. The hate we feel was taught to us. The insecurity we feel was taught to us, brought down through the channel. The overly confident was taught to us. Everything was taught to us. It's like the cake. The ingredients are all out there, and somebody really just went in the cupboard and pick up all that they wanted to pick up and make what they wanted to make. But at the end of the day, doesn't all the cake end up in the same place? When you leave here, you're not going up. You don't leave. You're just changing. You don't even leave. There's no bus ride or canoe ride or literally. You're just changing from the physical to the non-physical. You're not going anywhere. And then you repeat. And everything that exists at one corner of this planet is also at the other corner of the planet. So where you end up is the choice that you've made. Down there is not possible. We've looked into it. Up there is not possible. We're also looking into it. I mean, you hear the scientists say to get to this galaxy is going to take how many light years away. So if the idea, and we've looked at everything in close proximity. So if the idea of there's a place out there, maybe it's hidden behind the rocks or behind a cloud or behind the mountain, or maybe it just doesn't exist. When somebody says they're going away and prepare a place for us, I don't know how that's even possible. And if they come back, they won't look a lot like they looked before, or the purpose that they're trying to serve cannot be the same. When you come back, so if you're expecting somebody to come and rescue you, good luck. Good luck. You're on your own. It's not a frightening thing. We're all interconnected to each other. We're all one family. We're all connected, much like your nose is connected to your toes. When you see a piece of land out there in the middle of the ocean, it is still connected to the overall planet. It's not floating. It's not float around. It's all one, like you are. All of us are. You're just one, and you're connected. You need to know that. Your purpose. So when you rebirth, you will come in. You will come in, and you will start life. Because you've given up the old ideas that you used to have in the other life. It doesn't apply. It doesn't come to this one. Wake up. Just wake up and realize you're all that there is. You are the God that exists. And if you don't want to accept that fact, know that you're connected. He's a part of you. You're a part of him. That makes him you. One of the religious books I was reading in a long time says, we're all sons of the Most High. Yes, that's correct. Sons or daughters, I think they meant. And we are all the same. If my father-to-be was all that there is, therefore I am all that there is. When the dog has a puppy, you know, that puppy is still a dog. It's just a smaller version of him. Give him time. He'll take his place. If my father or my creator, I am part of the creator, I'm part of everything, and so are you. Wake up, is what I like to say. Mr. Gary, do we have any?
We do. We have a couple emails here, folks. Oscar wrote in, and he just mentioned, he says, I love the show, first time listener, and I live in Chicago, Illinois. That's from Oscar. Thank you, sir. Zane says, Barrington, if you came back 52 times, how did you check? That's from Zane. Okay, that's from Zane. Hold on, we're not done yet. Thiel says, if there really is no judgment at the end of our lives, Who then decides if we do come back? Do we just come back automatically? That's from Thiel. And then Paula just says, I was listening to you and I didn't catch your website or email address. If you don't mind, if you can tell folks what that is again. And that's from Paula. And back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Paula. The book information, the website information. Okay, start with the email. It's, there we go. awaken1308@gmail.com. The website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. The book, Amazon.com, Awaken Ascension Guide, aligns you to your true purpose, Amazon.com. I hope I answered all your questions there, Miss Paula. Theo, who decides if we come back? You do. You make that conscious decision. You make that choice. You wanted to come here to do something, fulfill a purpose. And this is wonderful because you made that choice. They choose. You choose what you want to do, if you want to come back, and how you're going to spend the time on your life. Your position and where you are right now might not be the greatest, but you also have to know that you created it. So maybe you're just there for the experience of whatever it is that you're experiencing. And a lot of us could say, why me? Well, you're getting the lesson. You're probably just not loving it. Zane, who checked on my 52 rotations? I was given that information many years ago, and the source has, you know, proven itself to be otherwise. We do have methods of what they call past lives regression, and you could go to see in some of the lives that you've had in the past. I used to think it was awesome and reliable, and I believed in it a lot. And then I'm starting to realize that I'm going to have to do a lot more meditating on that one before I sell that book anymore. However, you can do the past lives regression, and that's how that information was come to me. And the source that was giving it to me, I grow every day in my spiritual world. I grow and I believe a lot of things, and I study and research them for myself. And I realize the source in which that was coming from was, let's just say, I don't believe in it as I used to, for a good answer. Oscar, thank you very much for tuning in for the show. Chicago, Illinois. Wow, amazing. Thank you very much. You love the show. I appreciate that. Listen to us, son. You hear we talk all the time and ask beautiful questions. And if you have one, don't hesitate to send it to us. They're challenging for me. I have people who listen to the show on a regular and say they love the segments in which we answer the questions, because the questions are being asked not only for you. If you're like-minded people and you're in a spiritual journey or search for spirituality, chances are you are connecting yourself with other people, like-minded people like yourself. So once you have a question, you can assume many people in this group of listeners will have the very same question, and they will say, oh, I was just about to ask, but thank you, somebody's that asked a question for you. So when you're asking your question, know full well it is benefiting a lot, a big group of people. Do not hesitate to call in and let us answer your questions to the best of our abilities. So I hope I answered your question, the check-in of the show by Oscar, and you wanted to know, how is it possible? Like I said, the source that gave it to me, and the more I develop and the more I grow and the more I do my meditation, the higher up I get to see. And you know, when you're little, you can look at a chair and assume it's one thing. When you get older, you look at the same chair and realize, oh, it's something different, and so on and so forth. At that moment, it's your truth. My thing is, and I say this to everybody who wants to believe in and follow this spiritual journey, get your own information, because you can. What we do, what we're presenting to you here, is a method in which to connect yourself to the spiritual path, get on board, get on the journey, study it, and you will get your own information. In doing that, you'll pick up a lot of people on the way that wants to go along with you because they see that the journey looks fantastic. Do not rely on what anybody else is saying. If you tap into your own spirituality and you tap into your own truth and you tap into the way, connect yourself instinctively to the universe the way we're supposed to be before we were told a whole bunch of on truth, you will get the answer. If you practice following your gut feelings, you will get the answers. That is the higher self, the higher level of consciousness speaking, communicating with you. Some of us are just thick in the head and refuse to follow that bit of instructions, but I assure you, it is never wrong, never misleading, and it's not to be destructive at any measure. If you're not getting the results that you're praying for, there's a good chance you're not deserving of that method. If you're not following your own teachings, if you're not practicing what you preach, if you're pretending to be somebody else in the presence of others, you are deceiving yourself and yourself only. Be true to thyself. You may be pretending to be this other person simply because you fear judgment. Well, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Another person's opinion of you is not your business. So stop fearing judgment. You could be the real you. Be who you are. And by fear, you're restricting others from knowing your true self, including you. So if you eject the fear and understand that another opinion of you shouldn't be any of your business, it shouldn't make an influence, shouldn't change your life, shouldn't be forcing you to live in a box. Life is for you to experience. Now, I do understand the choice of wanting to keep yourself at a low, you know, for dangers or for whatever, then you may have to find a path that suits you best and find where you don't have to worry about the things you shouldn't be worrying about. Live the life that you choose to live to the best of your ability. You are denying yourself life. And others who are probably relying on you, you're also misguiding them. To thine own self be true. Live the life that was designed for you, by you. Thank you again. We're coming down to the end of our show. This is a fast one. And we've got a few minutes left. I want to remind you and talk to you about living well, taking care of number one, taking care of yourself. Try to get yourself involved in the spiritual world. Have that spiritual experience. Do follow the gut feelings and never lie or never take you to a path that you shouldn't be on. That's the communication. Once you've learned how to use it to the best of your abilities, you will be on that path that will make you live your best life. This is what we encourage. So study your spirituality, take care of yourself, take care of that body, because it is the vehicle. And when it breaks down, sometimes you don't repair it. You could live with a scratch and a dent or two, but eventually take good care of it, teach it, treat it well, rest it well. Feed it well, feed it properly, give it the food that it wants. And by the way, that's plant-based food. Make sure you take care of it. It is your greatest asset. You may not know this now if you're younger and you're jumping off a cliff or you're abusing it and you're throwing alcohols and other things in it. You may not know that. And when you learn that fact about it, sometimes it's too late. So now that you're hearing it, you give all the time in the world to you, stand up at any given time and says, I owe me, and you do what you do for yourself, because you best serve me when you are, serve another when you're 100%. You can give 100%. So the idea behind it all is for you to take good care of yourself, be well, stay safe. And we will talk next week. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awakened with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.